the focus of the project was to design an improved sensor frame for sensor deployments in a very challenging area where we expect to have strong tides. And the method that I used was to use computational fluid dynamics, a method usually used in automotive and aircraft industry, to design this frame, testing several shapes and trying to optimize this shape in order to reduce the ballast required and the lift to drag ratio, and increase the lift to drag ratio of such shapes for obtaining improved quality data from the deployment.
Great, and have you managed to optimize it, and what would be your next steps? Is the project going to continue?
Yes, we get a very interesting optimized shape in terms of for the sensor frame, and finally we have tested the sensor frame in the pentransport with success, and so the next step is to plan several deployments in the same area and in all the area to verify that the sensor frame works good. And also we want to strengthen the collaboration with the Scottish partners that are involved, that were involved in my mass visiting fellowship, and also the Italian partner that continue to collaborate with them. So that's the reason why I'm in Scotland, because the mass fellowship has involved also Scottish partners and Italian partners as well.
Okay, perfect. And your project, can it benefit normal scientists that we see here today?
Well, surely it can help scientists and also the renewable energy industries, because having quality data from deployment can improve the design process of renewable energy devices, and also can improve the knowledge of the sites in which the deployment are completed. So definitely there are a lot of people that could be interested of using this kind of frame for future deployments.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.